couple of months ago, China, I mean, this is a run, folks, trying to track down data, trying to get secure data out of China is exactly what kind of numbers we're speaking of, but China unleashed this number, that they had 20 million. That number has since grown to 22.5 million birds have been culled. Keep in the back of your head the life cycle of a bird. Thank God it's called bird flu and not cattle flu. By the time we call these birds out, 6 to 8 weeks later, bring a new flock in, start the growth cycle all over again, we're not talking about forever, about not using cornmeal. But 22 million birds, representation, 1.25 million bushels of soybeans. Again, I would say, I would not be surprised to see that there are a handful of farmers in this audience that could take care of China's needs for 22.5 million birds. That was the number that surprised the press. In speaking with Reuters and speaking with Dow Jones, they said, are you sure your numbers are correct? They're correct. We don't put them out unless we believe in them, unless we've done the legwork. We talk to what we believe are excellent sources within the poultry industry. We know what it takes to convert a bushel of beans into soybean meal, 48% protein. There's your representation. The present population, and I'm going to say this with just a little bit of grain of salt, the present population in China is believed to be 14 billion birds, and I'm saying birds, not necessarily poultry or chickens or broilers, 14 billion birds that China is planning with its 1.3 billion population to inoculate, 14 billion birds, total at risk is 778 million bushel. What does that represent? Not too far from what our total one-year exports would be from the United States. But there's a hitch here, and the hitch is we service more than just one country. And it just so happens that we've got one country that we depend on greatly for soybeans, a little bit of a hitch in our giddy-up right now about taking in soybeans for various reasons, not necessarily just bird flu, but just to give you an idea of what the specifics are. What is perceived versus what is yet to come? Futures markets' worst fear may be yet to come. Again, this is about 5 minutes before I left the office that day, and I'm on Google just going crazy trying to find that specific picture. And I shared with Rich Nelson, I was trying to find that picture where you had the businessman kissing the chicken. I couldn't find one of those. I'm surprised. I may go home and try to manufacture that one myself. I'm sure it'll get a lot of hits. But the biggest fear, and this is discussion, folks. This is being, if you want to use the term network, being and having your ear into the pit, into the industry, into land-grant colleges, into USDA. The market's worst fear right now, what they're all waiting for, they know bird flu's coming and going. We feel that we've got our guard up. We've got USDA watching borders. We know how it's communicated from poultry to human. The one thing that this market fears worse than anything else is human-to-human transmission. I asked the soybean pit traders themselves shortly after the December 9th report. I said, what's it going to take? What's going to rattle your cage? When bird flu hits the United States, hey, we've had BSE in the U.S. We saw what it did to a market. We were able to recover. What is it that they fear the most? They fear the most is when we find out that this thing has metamorphosized itself into human-to-human transmission. That's why, as many of these presentations have already alluded to, there's going to be volatility. We know that December 10th that the CFTC gave the go-ahead to the specs to go ahead and double their positions. Volatility is here. You can look on a daily chart, practically any daily chart out there. Look at the cattle market, for goodness sakes. 140, lower on the opening, snaps right back. Cocoa, huge profit-taking, Thursday morning, snapped right back. What I'm telling you is, with bird flu, it is something that it's got the attention of the markets. It is this winter's version of last year's Asian soybean rust. However, the consequences with the bird flu are a lot more severe. We're talking about human life. We're talking about billions of dollars that are being spent to keep a pandemic from happening. It will create volatility into a market if somebody does hear or even if it's rumored with some kind of justification behind it that you have human-to-human transmission, you better make sure that you're watching your charts, have protective stops in.